looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Terms and conditions apply.
He still believes the American dream, that his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Brett Cullen is with us. You've seen this guy on everything. He's Dan Fix and Falcon Crest. That's going back. Sam Kane and the Young Writers, Governor Ray Sullivan in the West Wing. He is in a current movie called The Long Game, inspired by the book Mustang Miracle. And we're going to talk a little bit of golf. Brett, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you a golfer yourself?
I am a golfer. I'm an avid golfer, as is Dennis Quaid, who stars in the movie and is one of my oldest friends. He and I have known each other since college.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Dennis has been on his program a few times. Is it a mandatory law now that Dennis Quaid has to be in every movie?
It's kind of a law, yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that's decided.
Yeah, it used to be just kind of a mandate, but I think they did pass the law now. But he's been a lot of stuff lately. Now, do you guys play golf together, and are you competitive?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, what's your handicap?
We're very competitive. Well, I go by index. Right now, I was a 6-point index, and I've gone up to an 8 because I haven't played a lot. I have an issue with my eyes, so I haven't been hitting my irons very well, but I'm probably about an 8 or 9 handicap, depending on the course.
And how about Dennis?
I don't know what Dennis's index is right now, but generally when he and I play, we play straight up.
Okay. I just finished a book about the legendary gambler Billy Walters, and he's talking about games that he and Mickelson would get into. And I don't think you want to get in a game with those guys.
No, I would not play for that kind of money. I used to play. A friend of mine who was the club champion at Bel Air Country Club used to have me out as his high handicapper. And I didn't know. I was sort of naive. And so I was like, well, what are we playing for? And he goes, how much do you have on you? I have $200. He goes, you have 80 in play. That's the most you're going to lose. And I went, okay. But at the end of the round, we'd always win because this guy was a hustler. And he would get 2 checks for $10,000 from each of the guys he played with, and they'd have to pay me like $300 or $400.
I used to work in San Diego and played at La Costa a few times. And one time I went out there the tennis legend Bobby Riggs was out there. And
right. He
came up and just kind of asked, you want to play for a few dollars. And the club pro came over to me and said, do not. Because I guess Bobby had the habit of new guys that come to the course, he would start out and he looked like a 25 handicapper, and then he takes all your money. So that was probably good advice at the time.
Yeah, I know some guys like that. Trust me, don't do it.
Hey, we're talking to Brett Cullen here in the National Defense. Well, this has to be kind of a really thrill for you to make this movie with your buddy and a golf drama, The Long Game. And this is based on a true story, right?
Correct, it is. It's based on a group of guys who, from Del Rio, Texas, who caddied at the Del Rio Country Club but weren't allowed to play there because they were Mexican and or Mexican-American. And their superintendent, played by Jay Hernandez, tries to join the club. He's a World War II vet and fought in a war with Dennis Quaid, who plays the golf pro, and they won't let him join the club. And so he starts a high school, basically started a high school golf team, and they end up winning the championship. It was played at the Del Rio Country Club, and they end up winning the Texas State Golf Championship, high school championship, at the Del Rio Country Club. And it's a beautiful story about adversity, prejudice, trying to get past how you're judged and being an honorable human being. And growing up from these young high school students, by the end of it, you realize they become men and that they're honorable and that they achieve their dream by doing what they knew how to do and do it better than other people, which is play the game of golf.
That is so cool.
It's a beautiful movie. I mean, I like Dennis, I've been in a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of things I'm proud of, and the other stuff you did just because you needed the money.
Right.
But this is a film that I didn't do for money, and I watched it at the South by Southwest Film Festival with Dennis, and he was in front of me, and I grabbed him like two-thirds way through the movie. I went, Dennis, he goes, yeah. Well, this is a great movie, because I know. And it's just fantastic. It's so beautiful. You can take the whole family. It's not about necessarily, I mean, it is a true story about a bunch of Hispanic kids, but it's a metaphor, if you look at it, about what's going on in the world we're living in right now and how divided we are and how much this. I hope when people see the movie, it'll open their eyes a little bit and go, I shouldn't be so judgmental. I should be more accepting. And it's a beautiful film in that regard. So I hope people go out and see it.
I love that. We're talking to Brett Cullen here on the National Defense. The Long Game is the new movie. It's set in 1957. But, Brett, you know, just like you were talking about, this could be today. And I guess that's the sad part of this. But I watched the trailer for this movie, and it's so great. And I love the scene. The guy shows up, and he said, I thought you guys were Americans. And the guy says, we are.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I love that. It's like, that's the perception, you know, and
right.
It's unfortunate.
Right.
And, you know, obviously I grew up in Texas. I was born there and, you know, I was doing some interviews. The guy said, well, how did you come to play this guy? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, what were you fashioning him after? And it was kind of like, well, kind of my dad's generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing when I did 42, the movie about Jackie Robinson. I met Jackie Robinson's wife and she said, you know, who do you play? And I told her, and she was like, oh my God, he wasn't nice to my husband. And I went, no one was nice to your husband in, you know, in that era.
Right, right.
Black man
right.
trying to break the barrier to play baseball. And he successfully did it and did it brilliantly. And same thing with these kids, you know, they break down that barrier and they actually prove and get the respect and the honor they deserve by their game. And by doing what they knew was right. And it's a beautiful film. I'm very, very, very proud of it.
Yeah, and you know, Brett, you're talking about 42 and this movie, too. That's one of those things that does break down barriers, sports. You know, humor breaks down barriers, sports breaks down barriers. And it just seems to be that kind of, equalizer, you know, when it comes to competition. Because that's something that will have a winner and a loser, right?
Every time. And I think it's what's beautiful about the film is obviously it's a true story, but it's anything you look at. You know, it's not just Hispanic and white. It's not, it's taking a look really at how we judge each other, how we think of people who are different. And that's why I'm so proud of the movie. And what's great about it is it's not preaching to anybody. It's not telling that.
Right.
That's just from my perspective. But the thing about film is everyone can watch it. You can take your kids, you can take your wife and your girlfriend. You know, it's one of those films that I don't think anyone would walk out of that theater going, I don't know. They'll be moved by it. I mean, I read the script. I shot the film. Then I went to the screening at South by Southwest, and, you know, I started crying at the end. You know, this is stupid. I know.
I'm in the movie. I know the ending.
Yeah, but Dennis was sitting in front of me because he and I went to University of Houston together. I've known him since I was 17, and I grabbed his shoulder about two-thirds of the way through the movie, and he goes, oh, yeah. And I'm dead. Yeah. I go, this movie's fantastic. He goes, oh, I know. And it was. And then and we won the audience award at South by Southwest.
Yes. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a pretty good Dennis Quaid you got, by the way.
Brad, look. I call his brother, his younger brother, Buddy, occasionally, and I'll pretend to be Dennis, and I'll have him for about 3 seconds, and I go, oh, Brad, stop it.
I love it. It comes out on April 12th. It's the long game. This is so cool. Brett, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, man. I've just really enjoyed all your work through the years.
Thank you so much. And thanks for having me on. And please, everybody, go see the movie. And thank all the military members for their service. And God bless you all.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Markit CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Something big is cooking during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill. We're talking almost 2 feet across big. That's 13 burgers at once big. Right now, get the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill for just $99.98 at the Home Depot and bring that classic charcoal experience to your cookout. Buy it online and pick it up in store to get to grilling sooner. Go big during Spring Black Friday with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill, now just $99.98 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability. Something big is cooking during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill. We're talking almost 2 feet across big. That's 13 burgers at once big. Right now, get the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill for just $99.98 at the Home Depot and bring that classic charcoal experience to your cookout. Buy it online and pick it up in store to get to grilling sooner. Go big during Spring Black Friday with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill, now just $99.98 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Robert is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications. I've been an avid fly fisherman. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's app store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richman.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, we love talking to anybody from Ford. Everything that they do it just one step better, and especially with their great brands, especially Mustang. Man, 60th anniversary of the Mustang, and we got Mustang brand manager Joe Bellino is with us. Joe, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You got to have the best job in the world. I mean, Mustang brand manager, how long have you been doing that?
Oh, man, it feels like the best job in the world. I enjoy it. I've been here just under a year in this role and loving every second of it. Been a Mustang fan my entire life, so to be doing this job is a dream come true.
And you are at the New York Auto Show right now, right?
That's correct.
That's fantastic. You guys are making just some subtle changes, I think, to the Mustang, and you're also talking about the EVs and everything else. Tell us what's new with Mustang.
Yeah, so 2024, Mustang was all new. It's our 60th anniversary. We've got big plans there. We're going to unveil some new packages on April 15th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We've got the Dark Horse, which is our first new performance nameplate since 2001. We've got partnerships with Sydney Sweeney and the Mustang we worked on with her here. So Mustang's elevating itself this year and really growing where we are, and it's a great time to be a Mustang fan and be part of it.
Well, and some of these Mustang loyalists, I mean, it's almost a fever. You know, the customers call the Mustang clubs and the dealers. I mean, this is something, you know, especially with 60 years, Joe, I'm sure that everybody who is just into Mustangs, they're watching you very closely and say, you better get this right, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, we've got a lot of fans and a lot of clubs, and a lot of input this year on Mustang Celebration. You know what? That's what makes Mustang so great, is just the passion that the fans have and the car culture and the connection that people have when you go to a car show and you've got a Mustang and I've got a Mustang and we just have that instant connection. So
right.
This is a huge year for us. And like I said, Charlotte Motor Speedway is going to be our big home on April 17th to kind of give those Mustang fans a real experience of where the brand is headed in the future.
Yeah, we're talking to Mustang brand manager Joe Bellino here in the National Defense. And I just looked at some pictures on the website of this Mustang Mach-E. What a cool looking vehicle. I didn't realize that it was an SUV.
Yeah, so Mustang Mach-E's all electric SUV for Mustang. It's got the heart and soul of a Mustang, and gives you a little more capability too.
Yeah, and runs on a charge of like 325 miles, something like that.
Yeah, it's got a great range, a lot of technology. We also offer a Mach-E Rally, which is an off-road version. So Mach-E's taking the Mustang in a cool new direction for us.
Yeah, and Joe, the other thing that I admire about Ford in particular, you guys still have managed to add all these kind of features but still keep the price tag on the vehicles at a less than ridiculous price. And I want to commend you guys on that, because
thank you.
I mean, that's got to be a tough thing to do in this environment.
Yeah, it's always got its challenges, right? There's economic pressures and things like that, but you know, Mustang's always been core to the consumer there. It's got to be affordable. It's got to be for everybody. And I think we're still continuing that to this day. I mean, we've got 500 horsepower on a dark horse. That's 100 horsepower per liter. at $60,000 is really unheard of.
Right. Yes, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Rivians that are priced at $100,000. I mean, it's in this day and age to have a vehicle like that that performs like that with that price tag, that's incredible. And Joe, talk about a little bit, who is the most famous Mustang owner you've ever met?
Oh man, that's a really good question. There's been a lot of Mustang fans that I've run into over my time. You know, the nice thing about being at Ford is, you know, our executives, Jim Farley and Bill Ford, they're Mustang guys too, right?
Right,
so I guess
right.
Probably those guys. You know what? Interacting with them, I would say those are the biggest Mustang fans, some of the biggest people I've met.
Yeah, and you know, you talked about that passion for these Mustang owners. It certainly comes through in every situation, and it kind of makes you know, if you don't own a Mustang, you want to own a Mustang. I mean, you just get that, I don't know, kind of ideal sense to it.
Absolutely, yeah. You want to be part of the club, and that's, we've taken it to the next level this year, and we've just announced our Mustang ownership experience is called Mustang Unleashed. So we're really bringing that Mustang ownership to everybody who has a 2024 model year. And if you see it and you want to be a part of it, there's one way to join, right? You've got to get a 2024 Mustang. So we're going to kind of create that sense of culture and community even more as we kind of tour the country this summer.
And Joe, talk about this commemorative logo reveal that you guys did.
Yeah, so obviously you mentioned it earlier, 60th anniversary this year. April 17th is our birthday. So to help celebrate our birthday, we've created a 60th anniversary logo that will feature in our marketing, advertising, and all of our communications this year to really pay homage and to celebrate what Mustang is.
That is so cool. Well, you got to be the belle of the ball there at the New York Auto Show. That's so cool. Mustang brand manager Joe Bellino. Joe, thank you for the time and continue. Just, we're so proud to work with Ford every single day.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. If your photos, videos, and documents are important to you, then you know you should be backing them up regularly. And yes, you could opt for cloud-based storage, but we spoke with Western Digital's Nitin Kachwana about the benefits of local backup, storage that sits right on your desk.
You know, if you look at the amount of content that we are generating right now, you know, with all the different capture devices that we have. So, I mean, this is where, you know, a lot of our high-capacity desktop storage drives come in, where it offers you, you know, capacities beyond what you get in a portable drive, right? This allows you to consolidate all of that content that you have, whether it's documents, photos, videos, into one single solution, and be able to access, you know, all that content whenever you need it at your disposal all the time in your house.
And for more on your storage options, head on over to westerndigital.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. There is a great new book out, another great story. You know, we brought you a lot of stories about how things went down in Afghanistan. And this is a story that I had not heard. It's called The Secret Gate, a true story of courage and sacrifice during the collapse of Afghanistan. And it's just, it's so surprising the different stories that come out of this. One of the author, Mitch Zuckoff, is with us. Mitch, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. Thanks for having me on.
You know, it's amazing to me, you know, how many stories, and I would imagine years from now, right, we'll be looking back and hear another story about these stories of heroism and escape and how people, how everybody kind of found their way through that situation.
It's so true. I mean, you know, what I've learned, you know, I've been a reporter and a journalist for a long time, is in these extraordinary moments, people who are seemingly ordinary suddenly, you know, sort of rise to the occasion, do extraordinary things. It's, you know, the old version of a mother lifting a school bus off a child where,
yeah,
you know, under
right.
the duress, they suddenly rise. And I think you're right. I think we're going to keep finding these stories. I feel incredibly fortunate to have found this one.
Do you know the guys or the team behind Operation Dynamo? Do you know those guys, or have you heard of them?
I don't know the Dynamo guys. I know the Operation Pineapple guys. I'm not as familiar with Dynamo, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same kind of deal. You know, some contractors, some people who were not in the military that came to the aid of a lot of interpreters and different people that were trapped there. And you just keep hearing these kind of stories. But now this one is very unique because I think it centers, what, on three individuals?
Exactly. And, you know, if I can stay with what you just were talking about a second, Randy, it's just so much of this is the product of 20 years of engagement in Afghanistan. We have so many American service people, so many American contractors who forged, you know, deep ties in that country. And, you know, there's a huge swath of this country who have no idea about it. And Afghanistan still seems far away. But you've got so many tens of thousands of people who rotated through there, who worked there, and, you know, felt an obligation to the people who helped them, who in some cases saved their lives. So those ties are very real.
We just had a story about a company who is finding jobs in America for Afghanistan interpreters that helped with the military there, or finding them jobs in America. And I just think that's so fantastic. And I wonder at the same time, what kind of a bond do you have to put yourself out there like that to make those kind of things happen for somebody that maybe you just met 3 years ago?
Yes. Yes, I mean, we've all seen it. People, you know, who've served together under those circumstances, where, you know, you're in a, in a terrible situation. You're taking fire together. There's a bond, and I think for a lot of people I've talked to, I'm sure you've talked to even more, they know that becomes a sort of a brotherhood.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about this book a little bit, The Secret Gate, A True Story of Courage and Sacrifice During the Collapse of Afghanistan. And this is based on three remarkable people, a feminist Afghan writer, a young American diplomat, and a New York literary agent. I mean, it's almost like a sitcom if it were funny, right?
It's true. These are three people you would never find in the same room, you know, normally, or in the same atmosphere, you know, right? But it's just an extraordinary set of circumstances. So the first person you mentioned is a woman named Omira Kadiri. And Omira is exactly everything we hoped for Afghan women, you know, to gain an education, to gain their independence. She is an activist and an author and a sort of, you know, a public figure in Afghanistan. And so when the Taliban comes and returns suddenly, you know, surprisingly in August of 2021, she at first doesn't want to leave. She doesn't think they're going to make it to Kabul. And she's got a wonderful life. She's kind of a celebrity in Afghanistan. She's on TV all the time and writing books. And so she holds back and she says, I don't want to leave. And by the time she realizes she has to leave, because the barbarians have not just reached the gates, they've reached the gates. She realizes it's now or never, but it's too late. She can't get to the airport. And now, in the meantime, we have the second character, the second real story in this book, is Sam Aronson. He's this young State Department diplomat who, when everything went sideways in Afghanistan, he was home in Washington between assignments, and he's a young guy, 31 years old, kind of allergic to inactivity, and says, oh, sure, I'll help, I'll volunteer. He doesn't know Afghanistan, he's never been to the country.
Oh, wow.
And next thing he knows, he's on a plane to Kabul. He ends up there and realizes this is worse than anything I could have imagined.
Right.
The, you know, tens of thousands of people storming the gates of the airport, you know, pressing against the walls of the airport, hoping to get on a plane out. And his job is suddenly to vet them, to make sure that they were interpreters, they were former embassy workers, or you know, had a reason to sort of justify the at-risk status.
And what does he know?
Right.
Right.
He's figuring it out on the fly with, you know, with an interpreter, where he's trying to look at enough documents to prove that, yes, this person was in the Afghan military and is under threat of death. I'll let him and his wife and his three kids come. And they're doing it on the fly. He's got contractors at his back, you know, because people are clawing at him, begging for salvation. And while he's there, he discovers that the CIA is actually running a back door to the airport. So there are all these main gates. There's Abbey Gate, North Gate, South Gate.
Right.
And then there's this secret gate, which is called, you know, it had many names, but one of the names they used was Glory Gate. And the CIA had set it up in the northwest corner of the airport as a back door to, for high-value subjects or targets to bring in away from the crowds. And Sam says, wait a second, maybe I can use that to help some people, because there are a lot of people who, you know, we were talking earlier about these different efforts, these contractors, right. these – And there were people emailing him and emailing friends of friends or, the State Department or, I mean, literally the Pope was sending requests to this tiny State Department team in Afghanistan saying, could you help this person who used
really?
To be part of the papal ministry? Yes, senators, congresspeople.
Yeah.
There were just tens of thousands of calls, emails, texts flowing in, and, you know, just trying to even, you know, do triage on them was impossible. But one hit Sam's desk that just he realized there was something different about it. And that brings in the third person we were talking about. So there's this literary agent, Marley Roussoff, and Omira had published a book here in the United States, and Marley was her literary agent. And the book was called Dancing in the Mosque, and it was about her sort of becoming an independent woman in a world where, you know, that was not permitted. And you know, the name of the book alone labeled her an infidel
sure,
in the eyes
sure,
of the
yeah.
Taliban. She's dead. I mean, literally, you know, like they don't need to read the book. They just see the cover, and she's the author, and right. we're going to make an example of her. So Marley is trying everything. Marley is sending emails. She's calling people. She's calling, you know, literally dozens and hundreds of people. And she finally realizes, well, wait a second. And she remembers her college boyfriend, and I adore Marley, but she is not a young woman, let's put it that way. We're going back about 50 years to college.
Right. Good memory.
And her college boyfriend is a guy named Sam Hines, and Sam rose up to great success and actually became an ambassador, a U.S. ambassador late in life in the Netherlands. And so she said, well, maybe Sam knows somebody in the State Department. So Marley sends an email to Sam saying, you have to help me. If I can't get Omira and her 8-year-old son, Siavash, out, they're going to be killed. So Sam Hines sends an email. It's just a weird coincidence. His former assistant from when he was an ambassador is right now in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
And this guy hands over this email because he heard that Sam had figured – our Sam Aronson, had figured out some back door. And this sets in motion this high-stakes, against-the-clock battle to try to get Omira and Siavash and ultimately Omira's brother, one of Omira's brothers, to the airport before the last plane goes wheels up.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, it sounds like a movie, which
true.
It probably will be, but it's just fascinating. The book is called The Secret Gate, a true story of courage and sacrifice during the collapse of Afghanistan. But, I mean, for all of these things to come together, and we have heard different versions of this story with different people. In the, you know, the 13th hour, when everything's going to collapse and you either get out or you die. And so I'm so amazed at every time I hear of one of these situations happening. I mean, people are making decisions at breakneck speed, and, you got to make the right decision. You got to make sure that you're talking to the right person. So many things that have to fall into place, right?
That's exactly right. And the circumstances, too, this is after the suicide bombing at Abbey Gate. And so everyone is on high alert. Everybody just wants to get away from there, from the American team. And it's even harder to get to the airport because literally there's, you know, 13 American servicemen and women have just been killed outside Abbey Gate,
right.
170 or so Afghans as well. So everyone's on high alert. And now if you're Sam Aronson, you're this young American diplomat saying, I've got to trust that this person who I'm being told is a high-risk Afghan is who she says she is. And isn't another person, you know, so the most dangerous thing in these situations is figuring out who to trust. Because
right.
Sam could have been bringing in another, you know, another suicide bomber.
Right. And put him on a plane.
Yes. So, you know, and at the same time, you know, Omera, you know, she's not what we would say typically call, you know, your stereotypical refugee. This is not someone who has had their house destroyed by an earthquake or a flood with nothing to show for herself. She doesn't want to leave Afghanistan. She's a tremendous success there.
Wow.
And she has to trust that this stranger, this man, Sam Aronson, whose name she's just learned at the last minute, is going to protect her and her son and her brother and take them to a place that they never heard of with nothing. You know, they end up in deep in Texas in a refugee camp. And so the amount of trust and the amount of humanity that gets involved in these stories is just, to me, as somebody who gets the good fortune to tell them, it's just overwhelming.
Hey, Mitch, how did you find out about this story, and how did you go about, number one, validating it for yourself, but then kind of articulating that to someone else?
Well, I got this call. So Marley, the literary agent, so I've written previous books, and Marley is in the literary world, and she was talking to one of my former editors, a woman named Claire Wachtel, and she and Claire go back decades. They're very close friends. And Marley said, you know, Claire, I got involved in this thing where one of my authors needed to get out of Afghanistan. And Claire said something like, you know, just stop right there. Let's get Mitch on the phone. And
wow.
It was just an enormously good piece of fortune that Claire thought of me and Marley vetted me and said, yes, this is a person. You know, I wrote the book 13 Hours in Benghazi. I've written stories like this. I know people in these worlds. And so my credibility became, you know, valuable, I guess, to them because I could vet this and I could confirm with State Department sources and with other sources, yes, this is what happened as they say they did.
Hmm.
And so I just dropped everything. You know, when you hear even just the basic outlines of a story this good and this important, I was working on some other projects and this is late in 2021. I just stopped everything and said, I need to talk to Sam Aronson. I need to talk to America Deary. I need to talk to Marley Roussoff. And I was off to the races.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be. That was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later it happened. So it was just a seamless transition and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. we've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Markit CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum were created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
And she just puts an end to the conversation at that point, that this is now exactly that, it's a bond. And interestingly, there are other bonds formed as well. So when Sam Aronson was trying to figure out how to get outside the airport, how to go into the dark, where, you know, with a borrowed pair of night vision goggles. I'm not that good. I can't make this up. There are some wonderful novelists who could have thought of this. But he ended up enlisting this young man, Assad, who had been an interpreter for Special Forces for a couple of years. And so Assad had, was an enormously brave young man. And so Sam, in exchange for helping Assad's sister and his sister's family get out, Assad helped Sam with all of these efforts at Glory Gate. Hmm. And to this day, Sam and Assad are still close friends. Sam just saw Assad in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago for Assad's engagement party.
Oh, wow.
So these are people who never would have met, who have never crossed paths. And just as you say, Randy, they are in their each other's lives forever now.
And Mitch, the other thing that turns this on its head from everything we've ever seen with a military situation is that our United States military is gone. And the people that we have there on the ground in Afghanistan, whether they're connected militarily, governmentally, they can't do anything. And that's the real kind of surprising thing about all of this is that other people have to step up, like you're talking about, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the military at that point was put into a defensive posture to basically just secure the airport.
Right.
But anything, I mean, it was such a bizarre situation if we think back to August of 2021, where, you know, the Taliban is effectively controlling the streets on the way to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And our military, there was a last minute influx of several thousand military men and women to secure the airport, are right outside. And so they are literally, you know, within a rifle shot of each other suddenly after 20 years of battling, you know, and it was an extraordinary tense situation. And add into that ISIS-K, so which hates both the United States and the Taliban.
Right.
And
right.
They're the ones, you know, so and they're the ones who set off the bomb at Abbey Gate.
Yeah.
And so this is just a tinder keg. And, you know, you don't know which way things are going to go wrong.
Yeah, and I am just that's so compelling to me about the secret CIA entrance at the airport.
Yeah.
I mean, that is amazing. And how many people ended up knowing about that? I would guess not very many.
You could fit him in a room,
yeah.
Literally. And, you know, so there was, you know, there were two different CIA paramilitary guys who alternated running it, basically. And there were some Delta guys, and there were some Afghan arm. They used their gatekeepers were a number of friendly Afghan army troops who they used for crowd control just in case anything got problematic. But, you know, I have pictures of the gate, and, you know, it's funny, we're calling it a gate. It's not really a gate, and that's the whole point of it.
Right.
It's a back service road that leads to a break in the fence and the wall to the airport. And so, you know, it's kind of hidden in plain sight. You're driving past on the northern edge of the airport and on Tajikan Road, and, you know, you might notice, oh, that's strange. There's some concrete barriers, and there seem to be some American military guys roaming around. But, you know, these are hardened operators, and so they don't, you know, they're not dressed in uniform, obviously. And it just turns out that was a way that when the tens of thousands of people are clamoring to get into Abbey Gate or East Gate or North Gate, that they could sneak people past.
You know, and when you, I hear you telling this, Mitch, and it's so funny because at one point, at every point in your story, you just expect Jack Bauer to jump through and make everything okay. But there's no Jack Bauer. These are just ordinary people that are just trying to do their best. And
that's exactly it. It's ordinary people doing extraordinary things. That's exactly how I saw it throughout. And it just, you know, these are not people with these extraordinary, as you see, you know, like, you know, Jack, they're not Jack Bauer.
Right, right, right.
They're people trying to make the best of it.
Oh, man. I cannot wait to read this. It's called The Secret Gate, A True Story of Courage and Sacrifice During the Collapse of Afghanistan, published by Random House. I you know, you get published by Random House, it's a good thing, right?
I'm very happy to be a Random author, yes.
Now, have you already talked about making this into a movie?
We are. I wish I could announce it on your show. I'm told that somebody will break something if I do say any more.
You might be behind another secret gate if you say anything.
That's right.
But when you can, you should come back on. Let's talk about that, man.
I'd love to. I'd love to.
Fascinating,
Randy.
Mitch. Thank you so much for taking the time, man. I can't wait to read this.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.